Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise as we count down March. Yes, March is just about gone. Everybody's talking about this. I hear it because I flick around on the radio and listen to all sorts of things, and everyone's talking about where did March go? It's not all about March madness. Well, joining us in the boardroom, he's still here, is Sean Flanagan. Hey,
Sean. Good morning.
Yeah, and your birthday's coming.
That's what I was going to say. You just made me realize, because I feel like March just started. I know my birthday is at the beginning of April, but I don't feel like April's ready to be here.
But you're not an April Fool's baby.
No, I'm not. Okay. I mean, I'm an April Fool. I mean,
yeah,
I've but that been would called be... many types of fools.
Well, wouldn't that be a mean joke to be April Fool baby?
Yeah. I feel like I've met a few in my time, but it seems like it would be a tough birthday.
Yeah, that's almost like Christmas baby. Yeah.
My dad's almost a Christmas baby. He's like right before.
Well, happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
And you're taking the weekend off?
Yeah.
And I'm taking that weekend off because you're taking it off. I figured I'm going to celebrate Sean's birthday
there
also.
You go. I think everybody should celebrate. Everybody should take a day
exactly.
off.
Exactly. So is it the 8th or the 9th?
The 8th.
Oh, it is the 8th. So it's Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll have to celebrate sometime because next week I'm going to be at the Indian Wells Arts Festival.
Oh, yeah?
At the Tennis Garden.
I'm going to go out there,
so you're going to be sitting in here by yourself.
That's okay. I'll have Jasmine come hang out with me.
Okay. All right. Good. Just don't let her work the board, okay?
No.
Please.
Yeah. No.
All right. Okay. So today's show is presented by Hanson Overhead Garage Door Service. Is it time for a new garage door right now? We'll give them a call at Hanson Overhead Garage Door. And we've been wanting to talk about this. And, Sean, you and I talked about it because you have one of these near your house. And that is the Desert X stuff.
Yes.
Going around. And I was going to do it last week, but last week I'd kind of overbooked a little bit, and we were just slammed all the way through the show.
It went very fast.
It did. But Desert X. So I went around. Friend John Monahan and I, we decided to go see, and this was a couple weeks ago. We have my map in hand. I pulled out their map that was in Palm Springs Life, and you can get them all over the place. And we decided we would go stop in, we'd start in Palm Desert and kind of work our way around to some of the exhibits. We went over to the bomb shelter over by your house.
That's the one by me.
Now, here was the problem with Desert X. Now, the one on Portola where Philip Smith is, where his is out there on Portola, is getting tons of cars. I mean, every time I drive by there's a ton of people. But you really need to check on the website because some of them are not there anymore.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, some were only there for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Some of the exhibits are closed on certain days.
That I think I did know. I think I knew that some of them were closed. Well, I don't know what or when.
Yeah, to me, if it's art that's supposed to be out in the desert, shouldn't it just
should be open all the time.
Out in the desert. Well, it shouldn't be in places where they're closed.
Right.
See, that was confusing to me. I think the whole thing, their first year, they have had huge response with this.
Right.
I mean, international response over this Desert X thing.
I see little videos that pop up on feeds that aren't local videos.
Yeah. It's crazy the attention we're getting for this. So obviously the concept is a fabulous one.
Right.
This year, though, they need to work out the kinks. So what I want, if you're going to go out there and tour these Desert X exhibits, and there's one that's behind Office 74, you actually need a code to get in a gate to go see that one.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Make it easy for everyone.
Or let it be known that you have to kind of scavenger hunt that code. That would be kind of fun.
Well, I think that's what people are really enjoying about this, trying to find these things.
I mean, maybe that is part of the...
Yeah.
I mean, but if it is, like you said, maybe that should be kind of upfront. Like, there's going to be some work involved here.
Well, right. And some of them are only open at night.
Only at night?
Only at night.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
So we went to one pull up. There's no cars. We think, gosh, that's kind of weird. There's a guy sitting in a van. He races over. He said, oh, sorry. You can't go in there. It's only open at night.
Really?
Well, it didn't say that on this map.
The one I want to see is the house.
Yeah, the house, and that one was closed.
Was it really?
The day we decide to go, that one is closed. So, and I'm not going back to look at it, frankly, but it does look pretty cool.
It looks pretty cool, yeah.
But we went in the bomb shelter over off of Ramon Road.
Right.
They put lights on it now at night.
They did. I noticed that last night.
Yeah.
I noticed that for the first time I saw lights over there.
Because it could be a little scary, and people could actually go use it to sleep in it, frankly.
Yeah, they could.
And close it up and say,
But I'm telling you, I think the vibration from the train that would be right there might be a little weird. Even though, I mean, isn't it a bomb shelter? I mean, I would imagine you're going to be safe in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems very, very solid. But the thing is, the opening is very small. And I could see where a lot of people would bang their heads getting in and out of there.
Right, yeah.
It's a very small opening. When you get down, they have a light sensor that's supposed to come on. But it doesn't come on until you walk through this big, like, vault-type door that you're going to lock yourself in there once the bombs start falling. And that's a little scary to some people because it was really, really dark. They didn't know where they were going. And then the light finally comes on. So people were using their phones to see where they were going. And I don't want to give it away, but there's only one thing in the bomb shelter for you to see, and it's way at the end. I thought it'd be fully decked out with a couch, a bed, and all this sort of stuff.
So is it a big... I guess, because picturing it in my head, because I've seen it. I've seen what's in there. I've seen all that. I was picturing it like, I guess, like a little tanker that you'd see on a freeway.
There were...
Is it bigger than that? Or?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There were either... three or four adults standing up in it when we were there. So it is long. It's very long. I mean, you could make it's, you could put a bed in there and all sorts of stuff. There's plenty of room in there.
Yeah, see, I thought it was more like, you know, like a parent and a child can go in there and see it and then they got to wait for somebody else to come in.
People are waiting because they don't know how small it is. The smallest part is going down the stairs and going in there. So it's interesting, but again, go to the website, desertxtour.com. Check it out before you go. Make sure they're open, they're there. And for the bomb shelter, just be a little bit careful when you're going down in because I could really see people banging their heads on that one. But I do think this will be back. I definitely think it'll be back because the concept, people are just eating it up left and right. And like you said, I think it's a scavenger hunt part of it of finding these things.
Yeah, I think that's the big part of it. They want to see if they can find them all and see them all. And
And then make a critique, like we know anything about art. But here's the one thing that gets me. What do we do with these logistical numbers, these coordinates? How would I do? I'm not going to put all these coordinates into my phone to find something.
What are they, longitude and latitude?
Yeah.
That's going to be the easiest way to find it. That's why.
Really?
Yeah. That's going to be the most, because you know how when you use your phone, it's like, okay, your destination is going to come up on your left. It's kind of just a general area. That is like the location of it. That
so
is
you
where
put
you are
these
going to find it.
Coordinates in your phone somewhere.
Yeah, you can put. I'm sure you can put them in Google Maps. Just the same way you'd search a street, you would be able to just search those coordinates.
Wow, I'm sure glad this isn't the travel portion of the show because I wouldn't be sounding too bright right about now. So those just like,
well, it's something that nobody uses.
Yeah, I'm kind of anti-number anyway.
It's just when you're really trying to pinpoint something, that is its location.
Oh, yeah, this will definitely pinpoint it, but you still have to figure out how to get there. One of them, you had to go down one street. It said it'd be on your left, but that the only thing on your left was a dirt road. So, well, we took the dirt road. There it was way down there, but... So check it out, folks. Go see some of the Desert X. I didn't see them all. I missed about four of them, but they look, I think it's a good concept. I think they'll do really well with it, and I think it will be back next week. So there you go. That's our big opinion.
So
and if you go to the bomb shelter, be careful you don't bump your head going in and out because it definitely is a little tight in there. All right, episode 4, The Blue Angels, starts this week. It looks phenomenal.
I can't wait.
It looks so good. I know people are going to... It's not... The whole thing is not about me flying in a jet. Frankly, you'd be bored with that, folks, if you saw that. Because I watched...
I don't know. It depends on your
actions. I watched my whole video, and sometimes my face is just... There's like nothing on my face. It's almost as if I'm in a comatose state or something that I don't know what I'm thinking at the time. So you wouldn't want to watch that. But the views are just spectacular from the jet. And plus, Steve... Tangi, who does my production for me and took all the films and actually has films of the Blue Angels maneuvers in there also. And you'll see a little bit of the strain on the pilots when they're doing these crazy maneuvers. And you'll see the strain on me. At some point, you're going to think, is she even awake in there? Has she passed out? What is she doing? So anyway, the whole process, very, very cool. I'm really excited about it. And that starts airing this Thursday at noon on Fox 11 and Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. And I will be playing this for the next about 3 weeks or so. It's pretty exciting and a lot of fun. And while I'm doing this, I have to figure out what I'm going to do next.
I was going to say, what kind of pressure does that put on the next show?
It does. In fact,
that was a once in a lifetime opportunity. Geez. I'm not sure how it's going to be tough.
Steve is saying, Francois, because we talked about it yesterday, he said, don't even think that way. Don't worry about it. Don't think that way. Let's just think, go on to the next show.
Yeah, just go to the next one. That's going to be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, I have a couple things in mind. I actually, and I'll throw those out there. I'm thinking about the California Science Center where the space shuttle is.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be very cool.
Yeah,
go in and look at the space shuttle. You could stand there and just stare at it for a long time just to think where that shuttle has been. And then I was thinking about Mount Palomar Observatory, which is only 2 hours away.
That'd be cool.
And that has one of the largest telescopes in the world right there.
That'd be cool.
Bet you didn't know that.
No, I did not.
See? So there you go. All right. Yesterday on KSQ Channel 3, I was there and we took a look at the May Las Vegas trip I'm hosting with adult customized tours. You can go to the website Traveling with Francoise. All the information is there on the TWF ACT page. You can sign up that way. No money down. Just sign up and hold your seat in the bus. But the winner of the Grand Canyon Railway trip, hotel trip, overnight stay, and the trip on the train is Sue Bendavid from Valley Glen, California. She watches the segment and goes to the website and listens to the show. And so congratulations to Sue. She was all excited. And she said, gosh, you know, I love it when people say, I never win anything. Well, on this show, I give so much away. If you just look at the contest page, take a look at that and see how many things we have given away in March.
It's all kinds of stuff.
It is unbelievable. Yeah. Speaking of prizes, today I have lots of tickets to the Indian Wells International Arts Festival happening next week at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, general admission tickets. So if you would like a set of tickets to go, just give us a call at 760-440-8255. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some announcements and some other things going on. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio on this last weekend in March. Well, this segment is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, the boardroom. You can rent the boardroom out, Gallery 500, and a lot more. So head on over there. At the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, go to the website at the500ps.com. And at night, you will see colors on the building. That is Lights for a Cause, where the building honors different things that are going on. Last night, it was gold for Medal of Honor Day. Tonight it will be purple for Epilepsy Awareness Day. So when you drive by and you see all those different colors, it's just not to light the building up to make it pretty in a different way. It is honoring a certain event going on right there. All right. Happening, though, volunteers are needed for the California Care Force Indio Clinic. California Care Force is still looking for volunteers to help staff its annual Coachella Valley Free Clinic between March 31st and April 2nd. That's next weekend. The clinic is now in its fifth year and is being run by the nonprofit at the Riverside County Fairgrounds, and they provide free medical, dental, and vision care to about 900 people every day. So if you would like to help out, they need oral surgeons, dentists, hygienists, dental assistants, dental x-ray technicians, ophthalmologists, optometrists, opticians. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on. So please give them a call at 916-749-4170 or go to californiacareforce.org, and I will put this on the website. And remember, if you would like tickets to the Indian Wells Arts Festival anytime during the show, give us a call at 760-440-8255. And that is a set of tickets, not just one, it's two admission tickets, and they're good for any day. So call us up on that one. All right, adult customized tours. We talked about they were raising money for the no-kill shelter in Joshua. Well, they raised over $3,000 for the Humane Society out there. So good, congrats to them. They were also auctioneers at yesterday's Wolf Walk. So they did a good job. And thanks to Lalo and Steve for doing that. Speaking of Lalo and Steve, Sean.
Yes.
So Lalo did your reading last week.
Uh-huh.
You talked about it with Janet.
A little bit, yeah.
And Jazz.
A little bit.
Or did you keep most of it in your head?
It came out throughout the week, I guess.
It came out throughout the week. So what are you thinking?
A lot.
Are you thinking a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's 'cause I think what I was explaining to Janet was the strange thing is that over time is when it kind of falls in more into place.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like what he said I don't want to say it didn't mean much then, mm-hmm. but it meant less. And then as the week went on, like it was like, it's kind of like things were making a little more sense. And it was kind of strange.
It is kind of strange. In fact, my friend that he had a reading with him before said his perfect job is waiting outside of the area.
Right.
Outside,
which is what he had said.
And of course,
that.
I don't want him to go, but you know, I want him to be happy. And Lalo said, it's waiting for you outside of the area, darned if he didn't get, called in to interview for a position outside of
outside
the state.
Area.
Yeah, outside the state. And he's so excited. So, I mean, I wish him all, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that he gets it. But it's weird that Lalo kept saying that. I thought the first time he said it, yeah, well, maybe, you know. The second time he said the same darn thing. And I went, okay.
It's kind of wild. I'm telling you, I know that you said that you've never had him.
I know.
You've never had him read you. I think you should have him read you.
I'll go up there and he can lock me in a room so I get
to. I think, honestly, I think I'm going to go to, I said it last time, but, you know, I think now more so, I think I'm going to head up there. I might, it's not something that I could do like I know some people do that like ongoing.
No.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But
just every now and then to see what's going on.
Yeah. I think the show was the taste and now I'm like, okay, well, let's get the full blown and see how that works out.
Yeah, because it was kind of hard. You're running back and forth answering.
Right.
All right. Yeah, interesting. Okay, Tommy Tune, Palmistry, ends April 2nd at Gallery 500. So if you want to see Tommy Tune, you know, award-winning Tommy Tune, Broadway star, check it out at Gallery 500 inside the 500 building. So Tommy Tune's exhibit, Palmistry, ends on April 2nd, so I don't want you to miss that. All right, I was over at Thai Smile this week. They always do such a good job there on El Paseo. Ron Schulman of B. Olsen's Jewelers. Now, of course, Fashion Week is winding up. That's been going on all week long. I've only been a couple nights. I don't know. I just have so much going on in my head and things I want to do with the TV show and radio show and all this stuff going on. It just kind of wasn't a priority for me this year. But that was for me. For a lot of people, they've been having a fabulous time. I've been looking at all the pictures on Facebook. So Fashion Week runs until, I think, tonight is the last night. But this weekend, the Food and Wine Festival is happening on El Paseo.
So, okay.
Yeah, and if you're over there, go into B. Olsen's Jewelers, lower level in the Gardens in El Paseo. Remember, they have the line of Bellari, and a percentage of all sales goes to the Boys and Girls Club of the Coachella Valley. So you don't want to miss out and helping them out. Plus, when you look at this line, it's so beautiful. I know you're going to walk out with something. I saw several things. Every time I go in there, I see not just one, but several things that would look very nice. And I don't wear that much jewelry. I mean, but there's just little pieces here and there that I saw that I would.
Things talk to you. Mm-hmm. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah,
that's there's no denying it. Right. When you see something, it says something to you.
It does. And white gold. I love white gold and silver and colors too. That's what I liked about the Bellari wine. There's so many colors, and that's why I like to go to Mexico, because there's so many colors everywhere.
Right.
It's so bright and lively, and it's
Things that are artistic in nature, like it's kind of the four things that you saw there, somebody won't even pay any attention to,
no.
But they'll have seven that speak to them. It's just,
right.
It's one of those things. It's all each of us.
Yeah. There was one necklace that actually looked like a tiara.
Oh, yeah?
It really did. I'm looking at that. But it was very, very delicate. You couldn't wear it as a tiara. But the way it was made, it's in the window. No, it's not in the window. You go inside of B. Olsen's. But it looks like a tiara around your neck, and it's so beautiful. It's so delicate, but yet the diamonds really pop. All right, moving on. McDonald's is starting delivery service, so we'll see. We're going to have Dick Shahab in a week or so, and he's going to be, and we're going to talk to him about that gold card too.
Yeah,
we're talking to Dick about that. I want to see what's the deal with the gold card. So, but anyway, McDonald's is doing so many things out there. It's all about customer service and making you happy and keeping that McDonald's tradition alive, which that's why a lot of us go to McDonald's for all the fast food service and the taste that we like. So anyway, McDonald's is doing a lot of things. Command One Security, they have had a busy season. Sherry's just been swamped over there, but give them a call. They offer first 3 months free monitor with any conversion of an existing alarm. They're also offering a $100 gift card upon installation with contract. So check it out. Command One Security, 760-568-0052. Diane Williams and Associates, she has been swamped as well. So busy at home sales. In fact, I have a report. I should pull this out right now while we're talking about home sales. I was going to save this. I'm off the mic, but here. I was saving this for the next segment, but I'm going to tell you about it now. Desert home prices jumped 9.5% in February. Total sales is 711 homes, which is down just slightly from last year. But new construction sales, 39 homes. Resale single-family homes, 457 homes. That is up 1.8% year over year. So resale of single family homes is up. Resale of condos is 215. This has all happened in February. The median price is $310,000, up 9.5% year over year. So home prices are up. And median price square foot, $179, up 7.6% year over year. So remember, Diane said to hold on to those homes because the market is going to lose this glut that they still have. They still have a little bit of a glut of homes for sale and not that many new homes, but they are popping up. Everywhere I look around, there are a lot of new constructions going on. Indian Ridge Country Club, the place to live, definitely. They have a scholarship Make a Difference weekend that's happening next weekend for them. And it's a gala casino night. It's just one of the many things they're doing at Indian Ridge Country Club. It never ends over there. Such a beautiful property. They have a spa and the bocce ball and the two championship golf courses. So if you're looking for a gated community, please consider Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert off of Country Club. You really enjoy it in there. It's just gorgeous. Braille Institute, they have a lot of free sessions coming up. Check it out. You don't want to miss their next glaucoma update series. It's a seminar. Seminars run from 10 a.m. through 12 p.m. And it is on, when is it? What's today? Today is the 26th.
26th.
Right. So the next one, I know we're all confused on what day it is April 7th, Understanding Vision Loss. And that is at the Braille Institute. And they are on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage. And all my sponsors' information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. And just yesterday, I used my pruning shears to do something else besides cut roses with. And I had to call Anthony, which is Tony. Tony Q is what I call him, Tony Quinzio, to come over and sharpen them because I use them for just about everything besides cutting flowers. I don't know. It's a perfect grip. So if you need something sharpened, knives, scissors, give him a call, 310-365-5444. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Lee Goodsell joins us. We're going to talk about Renova Solar. We're going to talk about the July 1 SCE, the new program, why you need to register now, and so much more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, joining us in studio when she's not traveling around the world. She does work for a living once in a while as Lee Goodsell. Hey, Lee.
How are you, Francoise?
Well, everyone knows you. You've been here to talk about Paris and Dubai and everything else, and now you're in here to
talk. Soon I'll be able to talk about Iceland.
Don't tell me you're going to Iceland.
I'm going to Iceland. I'm leaving on April 1st.
I am so jealous. I missed a trip to Iceland. I'm so sorry because everyone that came back said it was incredible.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's only a 9-hour flight, so yeah. It's pretty easy trip up there. So just stay in a few days. Yeah. Coming back on the 6th.
Are you going with friends or with a group?
Six girls.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. You're going to have a fabulous time. Yeah, every picture I saw, everyone just raved about it. All right, now you just threw me completely off track but good for you. Yeah, we would. I'd love to have you back on to talk about your trip to Iceland.
Sure, again. Yeah.
But today you're here to talk about Renova Solar. What's going on with this plan on July 1st, SCE? I've been talking about this now for a couple weeks or so, if not a little bit longer. And I started thinking about this, that this program that's the new program with SCE starts on July 1st. And I started thinking, I bet a lot of people, first of all, are going to think they can sign up at the end of June, and they might not even know what the program really is all about. So I wanted you to explain what this is all about.
Sure. Well, on July 1st, Southern California Edison will be able to switch to something known as NEM 2.0, which is a successor program to the current net metering program. So right now, if your system is installed, built, and approved by June 30th, you'll be on the net metering program that exists right now. You'll be grandfathered in for the next 20 years. And that means that the extra power that you produce, that your system produces, goes onto the grid. You get credited full retail for it. And when you pull it back off the grid, you know, it's an even exchange, thus the word net. Mm-hmm. So net, you know, so you don't owe them, they don't owe you until you come to a 12-month true-up. And then they say, oh, you used a little bit extra power or you used a little bit less power than you produced. And so you kind of settle up after 12 months. So starting July 1st, if you decide to go solar. They will credit you not quite the full retail value of the power you produce. So solar will still represent significant savings, mm-hmm. but maybe not quite as much.
Quite as much.
Be a little bit different. So certainly if you're interested in solar, you have about a week left, in our opinion, to sign up and decide to go solar so that we have enough time behind the scenes to work with your HOA, if that's applicable, work with the cities, work with the utilities, get the components mm-hmm. ordered, built, installed, approved, permission to operate before that July 1st deadline. So there is some lead time involved with it. You can't just say, oh, I'm signed up, put me on the net metering program that you have now.
Right. Okay. And that is because I'm sure that a lot of times when your customers with Renova Solar, you get people that it takes them a little while to decide. You know, they think they want to do it. You probably have a good half and half. Some go, boom, we're ready to do it now.
Right.
And then others
say, we're getting a lot of that right now because they realize that the net metering program
this.
Is going to change.
Okay.
And we kind of have an internal deadline of April 1st to mm-hmm. get people signed up by, because we don't want to promise it to anybody and then not be able to deliver it in terms of having mm-hmm. it all built and everything. So kind of internally, there's an April 1st deadline that we're working with. But yeah, I mean, it's a big decision. It's either a 20-year agreement as far as lease mm-hmm. Agreement, or it's, you know, a fairly big purchase, even with the federal tax credit, you know, depending on the number of panels. So, yeah. You know, certainly don't want to rush anybody. But if you've ever thought about exploring solar, you know, now would make sense.
Now's a good time to do it because you can be still involved with this plan that's been a great plan for quite a few years now.
Right.
Very good plan. And even though you say, I mean, it's still going to be good for solar users coming up after July 1st. But if you're on that line right now, you're right in the middle of it. Just make the move and decide. Give them a call at Renova Solar. So now, Lee, when something like this comes about, when new programs come about, does that affect any of the equipment? Do you have to get new, let's say, monitors and I don't know, computer systems? How does that affect the business, a business such as Renova Solar, when they
sure.
do things like this?
No, that's a good question. The thing that it will affect the most is after July 1st, if you go solar, you'll also move on to a time of use program. So it has been that SCE calculated your energy bill simply on the volume of power that you use. So you had a baseline, you had another tier if you went, you know, used a certain mm-hmm. amount, and then you had a third tier, and they recently sent out letters that there's like a top tier if you use over 400% of your allotted baseline, blah, yada, yada, you know, so it's totally based on volume. Well, after July 1st, if you go solar, it will be based on the time of day that you use your power and how you use your power. And so they have several different time of use plans. And then even if you don't go solar, in 2018, they will put everybody onto time of use. You can pull yourself back off of it and go to, you know, more traditional plan. But for some people, it may be more advantageous because power will be more expensive at certain times of the day, but it'll be less expensive at other times of the day. And you'll have kind of like this credit. And it's kind of complicated because yeah. there's so many options. But if you look at when they charge the most for power, depending on if you're staying at home all day or if you're working all day, you know, you can kind of find the plan,
right.
you know, that kind of yep. corresponds with inexpensive power when mm-hmm. you know you'll be, you know, using the most. But one of them, I think the expensive power is maybe from noon to 8 p.m. at night. So mm-hmm. that's going to be the tricky part for most people, is coming home at 5 o'clock, turning on the air conditioner, and for those next 3 hours, you know, from 5 to 8, you're going to be paying a premium for electricity because that's how the electric company is kind of changing to raise a rate
yeah.
in a
mm-hmm.
in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
You know, and so they are still able to say, hey, our power starts at only this price.
Right.
So, you know, for years they've been encouraging us to wash your clothes at night or run your dishwasher yeah. at night. And that was for themselves. That was because that took some of the load off the grid
uh-huh.
when businesses were still operating and when the most demand was out there.
Yeah.
Now we're going to want to do that because in all likelihood, that's when the power is going to be the least expensive. Hmm. So if you're a night owl, these time of use plans are going to yeah. be great for you because
yeah.
you can, you know, run some things mm-hmm. in the evening and do some things. And that's also why batteries are going to come into play a lot more, I think, because if you have a solar system and then you have some batteries, you know, theoretically, your solar system starts waning off a little bit in terms of how much power it's producing at the end of a day, maybe 5 o'clock, but you could use your battery power to fill in for the next 3 hours while power is expensive still, you know, and then you could recharge them even overnight when power is really cheap. So some kind of energy arbitrage.
And it's hard to keep track of all this. I know, and you say this over and over and over. If people have any questions, you guys over at Renova Solar are so good about just talking to anyone that calls with questions. You want to help them out.
Yeah.
You want to educate them so they understand what's out there.
Yeah, especially with time of use. Mm-hmm. You know, we understand it. We're able to now do the analysis based on the time of use rates for you with solar, because before it was a lot easier to do the analysis in terms of how much you're going to save. So we've been working hard to integrate these new formulas into our algorithms and the way that we are projecting the savings and what people's usage will be. And so, you know, that 15-minute interval data, we know when you're using your power, how you're using it, and we're integrating that in. And it will be important for people going forward that they have a company, they work with a solar company that's doing that kind of detailed analysis based on time of use, because you can't use the old analysis anymore because it will give you inaccurate numbers and projections, and you know, you could be disappointed.
Well, and it's so, we're so different here in the Valley because of the summer months and the people coming into town, just mobs of people, then they're gone. And it's just, I don't know, everything, we're just different. We're very unique.
It's an anomaly.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it a great solar market because solar can mitigate those high summer cost bills. And if you lease a system, you know, you have no money in and it levels out your payment year round. So we've had people tell us, you know, we were never able to take a summer vacation because we had to have all this extra money that we would save up because we knew our power bill was going to shoot up.
Exactly.
And now, you know, it's the same year round. So we have money we can go on, you know, little weekend trips and stuff. So
and get
it's
away.
Kind of fun to see the benefits that, you know, it's bringing people, not just the overall savings, but just having that fixed payment.
Right.
You know, all year round is really helpful.
And it is the way of the world. I mean, that's just the way the world is going. Now, I bet you get this question because I was asked this yesterday, but you probably get it all the time. There was a huge power outage in Palm Desert. I'm sure you heard about it.
Sure.
I know. Were you part of it or no?
No, luckily. Yeah,
luckily not. All right. Someone asked me, they say, if I had solar, would I still have power when there's a power outage? My answer was, I don't know, but
No, because
of the way it's tied up to the grid.
Sure. And and we can't be pushing power onto the grid if they're working on it.
Oh, that's
you know what
right.
I mean?
It was
so,
shut down.
So the system has to shut off. But if you have batteries, then your solar simply redirects into your batteries and it charges your batteries. And now you have what's called a microgrid. So you are akin to the little cabin in the woods, you know, in Montana, because you have a closed loop now. So your solar can keep producing. It can charge up your batteries. You can use it as emergency battery backup. So we would go in, and if you say, hey, no matter what happens, you know, my refrigerator has to keep running because I have medication in there. It has to stay cold. Or, you know, I have a wine cooler with thousands of dollars worth of wine, and it has to stay cold. Or I have to have, you know, air conditioning in this one room because I have an elderly parent or what, or dog, you know, whatever the case may be. I need to be able to charge my phone. So we would go in and do an analysis of what you would consider those critical loads, and we would put in enough battery storage to power that in the event that there's an outage or a cyber attack on the grid or an earthquake. I mean, any of a number of things. And so it would always be there for you. And unlike a gasoline-powered generator, you know, when the gas runs out, you're kind of done. And if it's an earthquake, the gas stations might not even be open because they're concerned about, you know, breaches in the underground tanks and things like that. But in your instance, if you have batteries and a solar system, you know, you are able to continuously recharge your batteries with your solar system. So you're the house that everybody's coming over to. You know, you've got the cold beer in the fridge.
There
and
you go.
And the comfortable room. So we can come over and do a kind of a customized study for you to see what you would want to use the batteries for. And so it's really a couple different things. You can use them in an emergency battery backup. You could use them in the evening hours when power is still expensive, and or you could use them in the middle of summer, say, if your solar is not producing quite enough at that peak time to then you have to pull from the grid and you want to use the batteries to kind of fill in that gap. Although at other times of the year, you're producing enough credits to use for it. But you can really use the batteries in a lot of great ways now. And that technology for the batteries is so advanced and so amazing now.
So there you go. There's a solution for everything.
There is a solution.
Now we know. So you don't be left out in the cold. Just have your battery backups. That's easy for me to say.
Yeah,
that's
in a cabinet, you know, somewhere in an interior closet cabinet or something. We've put quite a few in the desert already with Sonin. And we'll be carrying some other brands as they become more readily available. The Powerwall and Mercedes is making a residential battery storage mm-hmm. system. So there's going to be a lot more choices, but we already have one, so we can certainly accommodate it.
Okay, folks, there you have it. Give Renova Solar a call or go to their website, renova.solar, but their number is 760-568-3413. But all the information is on Traveling with Francois, so not to worry about it. Lee, thanks so much.
Of course, I appreciate it.
I'll see
always
you soon.
A good time.
Yeah, I'll see you soon after Iceland. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to cover some events that are free and that you have to pay for here in the Coachella Valley. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. Get 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention Traveling with Francois, and they're located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center over there in Palm Desert, off of Country Club. Okay, Starship today. This happens today, in case you would like to go over there and enjoy this free concert with Mickey Thomas, Starship's Mickey Thomas. It is at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater. It is free. Gates open at 5 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m. Rain or shine. I think we're going to have plenty of shine today. So that is happening, a free event today. All right. And Sean, we had some winners while Lee was talking about solar with Renova Solar for the Indian Wells Arts Festival tickets.
I've gotten two so far.
Okay.
I have Frank in Rancho Mirage, and I have Susan in Indian Wells.
Okay.
She wanted to travel too far.
All right. Yeah. So if you would like some tickets to the Indian Wells, the arts festival happening next weekend at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. They have this brunch, Saturday and Sunday brunch going on. It's a beautiful property. If you've never been in there, just go hang around the property. It's gorgeous. They're going to have entertainment, of course, all sorts of different type of artists there, from photography to sculpting to you name it. It's going to be there. You can give us a call right now at 760-440-8255, and I have tickets for two. And I'll mail those out to you. Also happening free this week, the Desert Writers Expo. It's a book fair, March 30th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Rancho Mirage Library. So again, that's the Desert Writers Expo book fair, March 30th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Rancho Mirage Library. There is a graduation at Guide Dogs of the Desert. That is Saturday, April 1st at noon. Those are always so much fun to go to. It is free to attend. It's very heartwarming, too, when you go. Polo, well, this is kind of it this weekend, next weekend, and that's it, because they have to get ready for Coachella Fest and then Stagecoach and whatever else is after that. So if you want to go, I suggest you do it today or tomorrow. They have matches at noon and at 2. It is $20, though, to park, but if you're going with friends, you don't have to pay anything, so it's free. Also, next weekend, April 2nd, the Coachella Mariachi Festival happens. It's Coachella's 70th anniversary, so they're having a big party from 4 to 9 p.m. The event will be held at Veterans Park between Orchard and Vine. And again, that is the Mariachi Festival, Coachella Mariachi Festival, Coachella's 70th anniversary. So it sounds like a lot of fun. Guests are welcome to bring blankets and chairs to enjoy the entertainment, but please no coolers or outside food or drinks, because it looks like they're going to have a beer garden, food, and all sorts of fun stuff going on. So again, that happens next Sunday from 4 to 9 p.m. I'll save that and tell you about it next Sunday, too, and remind you. Priced events brought to you by Desert Arc Attire in Thousand Palms. Yes, Desert Arc Attire. When you use Desert Arc Attire, remember, you are using clients of Desert Arc. It's a win-win for everyone. They have a two-week turnaround. They do a great job over there. That's where I get all my hats and T-shirts and things like that made. They also embroider golf bags, suitcases, get your name, or just some sort of weird, crazy something on your suitcase so you know it's yours. But they'll do it out at Desert Arc, 760-343-7333. And the Follies, ladies who sang in the Follies, they have a show happening at the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. This started on March 9th, but for show times, you want to go to their website, pstramway.com/folliesladies. And I'll tell you what night that they are, the nights that they are performing. Other things happening in the Valley that you need to pay for on March 27th, that is tomorrow, the Psychedelic 60s Pop Art New Realism, that is happening at the Palm Springs Art Museum. It is the lectures. They're Mondays at the museum lectures, and it's $15 per lecture. The lectures are from 10 a.m. to 12, so go on over to the Palm Springs Art Museum and check it out. Also happening, let's see, Smoke Tree Ranch hosts Mambo Italiano, benefiting Palm Springs High School Arts Institute. That is also on March 28th. The Mambo Italiano, a fun and glamorous evening under the stars at the historic Smoke Tree Ranch, will be held on Tuesday, March 28th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. to benefit the Palm Springs High School Arts Institute. Tickets are $95, and that includes dinner, dancing, and a full bar. And all the information will be on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Palm Canyon Theater, they are starting their latest production, starts on March 31st and runs through April 16th, of Sweet Charity. And the Palm Canyon Theater is always a fun, not a bad seat in the house. In fact, all of our smaller theaters here in the Coachella Valley, there is definitely not a bad seat in the house. So they're fun to go to. You see a lot of great talent. We have actors that come in from L.A., from the Actors Guild and organizations such as that, that they want to be here in the Coachella Valley doing some acting. Also next weekend, the Indian Wells Arts Festival. I'll be out there broadcasting live on Sunday. It starts on March 31st, runs through the 2nd. Admission is $13 per person, and there's going to be jewelry, pottery, ceramics, photography, art, fashion, and more. They have 200 juried and acclaimed artists, so it's a lot of fun when I'm out there, get to meet a lot of people, and whoever knows who I'll have on the show. It's always a surprise. Also coming up, let's see, Desart Performs wraps up its triumphant 9th season with Chapati, and that is March 31st through April 9th. And it's a Pearl McManus Theater located in the historic Palm Springs Women's Club on Kauia Road in downtown Palm Springs. So check it out. Tickets are $20 to $30. For more info, go to desartperforms.org. Boy, just the events keep right on coming into April. A Desert Cancer Foundation invites the public to attend Art and Automobiles, hosted by Cambria Gallery and Renova Solar, from 5 to 8 on Friday, March 31st. The event will showcase fine art and automobiles both inside and outside of Cambria Gallery on Cook Street in Palm Desert, which is right down the street. And then on April 1st, the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens, it is their annual Brew in the Zoo. And it's always a fun event to go to. Tickets are $70 for members, $75 for non-members. And they do have their VIP lounge, and that is $150 per person. And that is at the Living Desert. So go to their website, livingdesert.org. And then a couple more things. The Caviar Festival is happening. I tried to get a hold of them. No one got back to me. So the Caviar Festival is happening on April 4th. It's a Royal Caviar Festival and Masquerade with His Highness Prince Mario Max Schomburg-Lippe. I don't know. Anyway, okay. It's going to be in Cathedral City at the City Hall. I have all this information on Traveling with Francois. Stick around, folks. We're going to shift gears. We're going to go into travel mode right in just about a few moments on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.